Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. We have been, I guess the last hour, we basically talked about the death penalty most of the time. Lots of calls in on that one. But another controversial thing that's going around with Memorial Day and this flag-stomping craze that the kids seem to be into is, you know, it's sort of relevant, this patriotism topic. And one of the things you'll often hear that is that essentially you've got the troops to thank for your freedom.
Sure.
And
if it weren't for our military, you'd be speaking German right now.
Well, I think that that's demonstrably false, but one certainly can't say that that the U.S. military hasn't had some exploits in the past that have been positive, right?
Sure, I guess.
So let's hear this article.
Well, Joe Jarvis, this is the author of the article, who's also an author of a book called Anarchy in New England, has this to say. And the title here is, Five Reasons It Doesn't Make Sense to Say We Owe Our Freedom to the Military. Unfortunately, the most important issues become controversial, which makes them difficult to discuss with a level head.
Yeah, I mean, when people react emotionally, it's very difficult to have a reasonable conversation. Here's a good way to figure out whether you need to re-examine your position is if you get really emotional about it.
Right.
You may still be right, but you need to re-examine your position.
Yeah, and there are a lot of folks too with their family members and whatnot have died.
Yeah, like that's going to really,
and they just, their brain cannot process anything outside of the military being a good thing, because they have to defend the notion that the military is a good thing, because the idea that their loved one died not
in vain.
Yeah, in vain, basically, is too horrible. Their brain has to protect them from it. I mean, literally, some people might be damaged by that thought getting through.
For the whims of politicians in Washington, D.C., your loved one died.
Yeah.
I mean, you might come to the conclusion that the U.S. military's presence in Vietnam was necessary, right, in order to prevent the spread of communism, even though after that, politicians basically let Vietnam go and communism didn't spread, showing that the Vietnam War, all those deaths in it were, although many valorous deaths there and people that, might have had all the right reasons and all that other stuff, essentially there was no particular value for virtue in those deaths.
I'm not the right person to. I made a recommendation in the past of a book, and I tried to get it, Ian to read it, because I think he is the right person to sort of formulate and get points from this particular book. But Vital Lies, Simple Truths, The Psychology of Self-Deception is a book that's kind of about this sort of principle that people protect themselves, protect their brains from there are actually thoughts that can be physically harmful to your health. And I think that people, their brains prevent them from even experiencing certain thought patterns at all.
This is
like they protect themselves. Like it's sort of like
everybody, most people do this. I think everybody does,
right,
this to some extent.
The classic example I've always saw from this book is Mommy and Daddy, essentially, they beat me because they love me. You know, like people are not capable of thinking outside of that particular box when they get a certain level of abuse for the most part. I mean, certain people are that are strong, but I mean, if you get into one of these particular thought patterns, your brain is protecting itself by saying, this is why they do this, because they love me. Because the thought that, hey, maybe that's not the reason why they're beating on you all the time, could be physically damaging. Like, the stress of that situation is too much for some people to handle.
Well, I think you could, Okay, so lots of parents, you know, use spanking way too
often. Spanking is different than a full-on beating.
Okay,
but, you know, like,
they're
probably
parents,
still bad.
Yeah, parents that beat, that love their kids, it's just that they were taught that that's the way you do it.
Right.
And
there are also studies to say that spanking, by the way, actually is mentally damaging. That the very active spanking,
yeah.
The very active spanking, even a little bit, can be.
I have not seen any study at this point that has shown me that a little bit of spanking, you know, a few instances of spanking actually changes anybody's life. I have yet to see that one.
Well, the studies
that's
that
what
I've,
these spanking, the studies spanking that
are, especially
want.
Especially the repetitive ones, especially
yeah.
the repetitive spankings, can lower a child's IQ.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and who knows what, maybe even a few instances.
But the one thing that we don't know about that. I don't want to get too far off a topic here because we're reading the
sure.
five reasons. But one thing that you never sort of see is that what you know are the people are the kids that are getting spanked all the time in they're usually in lower socioeconomic brackets.
Right.
Are we talking about people who wouldn't have had very high IQs anyway? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that some of the tests have controlled for that by testing the same kids.
I recall something like
right.
that. Yeah.
So. At any rate, you know, again, these are ideas, you know, the ideas that are going to be presented, you know, and some of the ideas about, you know, owing our freedom to the military are ideas that require people's brains in some cases to just defend them mindlessly. I mean, without really thinking about it and without being logical about it, they just defend it because it's like, it's too horrible of an idea to accept otherwise.
The greatest gift of God, if you believe in God, is that he gave man rationality. And if you don't use it, it's an affront to God.
Well, he says, goes on to say, I'm not trying to offend anyone, though I'm sure some will be offended. The subject, however, is too important to shy away from, so I hope you will give it some rational thought. The problem with thanking the military relentlessly for protecting our freedom is that people might start to believe it is true. If anything the military is ordered to do becomes protecting freedom, then you disagree with the American military deployments. Then you are against freedom if you disagree with military deployments.
Right, and that's really what it comes down to is that it's very difficult to disagree with what they use the military for and still support the troops.
Right.
I'd like to be told how to do that because I have not been able to do that mental gymnastics.
Right.
I think that you're responsible, whether you're the president or whether you're a private, for your actions.
Right.
And if your actions are to follow orders, to go in and, you know, fight a bad war, then you're responsible for those actions.
Right.
The politicians would just be a bunch of weirdos if people didn't follow their orders.
Right. Yeah, this strategy, goes on to say, equates any military action with protecting our freedom, which is clearly a fallacy.
Obviously. Yeah.
Our freedoms have been disappearing one by one. So even if the military does protect
our
freedom...
When he says that, does he back that statement up?
I don't know.
Yeah, you could see.
I think we, you know, an average listener here and just from listening to the rest of the show tonight.
They're not really disappearing one by one, though. Basically, if you forget
well, they're
the
all
TSA,
disappearing simultaneously and burning completely out one by one. It's like lighting a menorah at Hanukkah, and the candles don't burn out all at the same time. They're all burning, but maybe they don't all burn out at the same time. But, you know, at some point throughout the night, they're going to wink out one by one.
If you remove the Patriot Act and the TSA from the equation, you really have a freer nation than you did in the mid-90s. Obviously, the spending of Washington, D.C. is a problem, but I've never had to pay the national debt. It's just, you know, you pay your taxes and then they mess up the books. Gone.
Right. So even if the military does protect our freedom, they aren't doing a great job. We owe our freedom to the military is essentially a propaganda statement that allows our government to be aggressive at home and abroad while shifting the focus from the very real threat to our freedom from Washington, D.C.
Yep.
to a much less potent real threat thousands of miles away
yep.
across an ocean.
100%. And if you disagree, it's not that you hate the politician, it's that you hate my son in the military.
Yeah.
You hate my little boy who's going in there and doing the patriotic thing, putting his life on the line for your liberty every single day. For your liberty to say the stupid crap that's coming out of your mouth. He's fighting and dying. People who have nothing to do with you in the Middle East.
Right.
People who've never threatened you or me in the Middle East. He's fighting them for your freedom.
Right. It's crazy. So, his first point. First off, most founders of this country warned against a standing army and pointed out that a standing army is actually a threat to liberty. But today we equate any action by that army to freedom. And he says,
coming, they got a flag, you know.
Yeah. He says, coming from the right, I have seen pretty much everyone who worships the military also complain about big government and correctly claim that we cannot trust a single politician. Do they realize this is the politicians who send troops off to war?
That's it. 855-450-FREE. The right loves bureaucrats as long as you give them guns. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. We're on this controversial article. I'm sure it's controversial to many. the five reasons why it doesn't make sense to say that we owe our freedom to the military. This is a pretty common thing that people say here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I want to hear this out. I think he's... I'm interested in... I want you to repeat the first point here, Johnson.
Yeah.
By the way, it's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. If you're looking to get gold or silver, please check out gold.freetalklive.com. We've got some great prices on pieces, rounds, and coins over there at gold.freetalklive.com. And I think you'll be impressed with the selection and with the pricing. It's gold.freetalklive.com. People want gold for a variety of reasons, and silver. It's a hedge against inflation, a barter currency, and things in case things go south, or an investment. Check it out, gold.freetalklive.com.
So he says, coming from the right, I have seen pretty much everyone who worships the military also complain about big government and correctly claim that we cannot trust a single politician. But do they realize that it is the politicians who send the troops off to war? Do they realize that the military and police have always been what big governments use to oppress the people? Sort of an obvious point in my mind, but most people don't get it.
It's an obvious point, and, you know, the politicians who generally do things badly when they order our young men and women into harm's way have always done it for the right reason. What makes more sense? Ask yourself this. Which makes more sense? We human beings tend to lie to ourselves to make ourselves feel better about bad outcomes, or... We politicians don't make mistakes when they send the troops into harm's way. I think it's pretty obvious that yeah. people will tell themselves all kinds of stories in order to dodge the painful truth.
Right.
And the best I can tell is in many cases, maybe most cases of most deaths of most servicemen and women in the United States, and I say keep saying women, but it's mostly men, most of the deaths of most servicemen were pointless. Even if the war itself made some sense, in many cases, you know, looking back in retrospect, you didn't really need that beachhead or you know that location, that hill that they gave up and took back nine times.
Right. Okay, so his second reason that he goes on is he says, secondly, I care about people in general, and I hate seeing anyone die or be maimed. Blindly repeating that we owe our freedom to the troops... encourages more people to make a bad decision.
Yeah.
Joining the military.
Right. The one thing that you can do as a young man, as a man under the age of 22, basically the only thing you can do that people will praise you, because the fact is that men under 22, not known for their brains and good decisions, right? Like, I'm just going to go ahead and say that. Yep. I tend to be bigoted against men under the age of 25. That's me. Now, there are certainly some that that I can be proud of, but
sure.
mostly I'm not. But the one thing that they will not say that you have done wrong in that period of time is go into the military.
Right.
I mean, some people even second-guess you on college. I suppose that's the other thing you can do. Like, you know, I went to college. But yeah, all that is one giant drinking party anyway.
Depending on the college you go to, but yeah. So, he goes on to say, it is not safe to join the military. The pay is not worth the risk. The cause is not noble.
Remember, no one will claim the pay is worth the risk.
Right. He says, remember, the scumbag politicians decide the cause. And
and another point I'd like to make is that when we were reading about, you know, we were reading about the military having problems recruiting back in 2006, 2005. Mm-hmm. They were having a terrible time recruiting because the economy was doing really well. When the economy tanked in 2008, the Army hasn't – they've changed their policies again. They don't have to recruit the dum-dums like they were at one point.
Right.
They literally were recruiting – you know, they had lowered their standards for IQ.
Right.
And, you know, then they raised them back up again without any problem because they were getting people signing up. Wasn't right. that big of a deal.
Right. So they say, they go on and they say, you know, the cause is not noble. Remember, the scumbag politicians decide the cause, and the USA will forget about each soldier as he comes home. Over 20 veterans a day kill themselves.
Yep.
Many are homeless, and many are battling mental illnesses brought on by their time in the military.
Yep.
The best thing we can do if we care about the troops is to stop sending them off to die in stupid wars and operations. But how are we going to stop that when we keep pretending that these wars are protecting our freedom? We don't want to give up on freedom, do we? Right?
Right.
You know, it's this nonsense. He says, which brings me to my third point. Acting like the troops are protecting our freedom prevents proper scrutiny of troop deployments. Lots of people say, may not agree with the war, but I support the troops.
Yet, which, I can't figure out what that means.
Right. Yet, when a veteran comes back from the Middle East, many thank him or her for protecting our freedom. But the wars in the Middle East are not protecting our freedom. So this attitude, again, makes people assume any act of war by the USA is to protect our freedom, which is pretty much never true. The more people who realize that the troops are not protecting freedom, the harder it will be to frenzy the public into another war.
Many people do believe that fighting the Muslims over there is a better idea than fighting them over here, but the reason that you might have to fight them over here, the reason they came over here,
well, that nonsense about fighting the Muslims and all that is basically it's propaganda to give a reason that dummies can believe that we're somehow fighting for freedom. Like, that's a nonsense reason. That's not why this war really started. I mean,
there's some really unsavory folks out there.
Sure, but yeah. We've been over there since the 1960s fighting this exact same war.
The United States military has been had presence in the Middle East as far back as the 40s.
Sure.
With the introduction of the Shah in Iran.
Sure.
So,
and it has nothing to do with oil and energy interests. Nothing at all. It's all about Islam.
It's all about oil and energy interests because that's why they want, you know, the United States doesn't care about bad regimes in other parts of the world. It's interesting how much they care about regime change in that part of the world.
I mean, oh, gee, is it possible that a war may be fought over a global finite resource? I don't know.
And I'll bet you the folks in the Middle East who haven't had their own sort of rule over themselves in centuries, because the Ottoman Empire ruled over that large swath region for a long time.
Also,
Then the English, broke them free, and then, they basically went on to these fiefdoms. Those people have never had the ability to rule themselves, and that could be a real problem. Turkey's doing fine. They've got a democratic government. The ones that don't aren't.
Ask yourself this question. Why is it that over and over and over again, the foreign enemy that we're fighting in the Middle East has always been trained and created by the CIA?
Yeah, that keeps happening.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
It's because there is no real enemy there unless we train and arm them.
It's true.
The United States is creating this war fictionally in the Middle East, period, to make people believe that we're over there fighting for freedom.
I don't know if
I think
fictional.
That's part of it. Sure it is.
I think
it's over resources. I mean,
the CIA keeps on.
We need to keep occupying
that
area.
They just go in and take them over.
I don't think that they can without the rest of the world getting involved.
I don't see why not. The United States spends more money on their military than every other country combined.
Maybe.
They can fight everybody else and sell the oil themselves. They don't want to do that. A hegemony looks better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We still have time for your calls. You can actually get us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. Sound a bit better if you use Skype. Username lrn.fm, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
We've been talking about these, five reasons it doesn't make sense to claim that the military protects your freedom.
Sure, yep.
And I think it's something that we need to think about. Like, this is an uncomfortable thing to talk about, but right, it's something that we've got to talk about, because if you just go on, like, otherwise it's just propaganda. Nobody wants to be just listening to propaganda.
Right.
Nobody wants their life sacrificed for propaganda, right?
Right.
If you don't ask these questions, if you don't ask the hard questions, you don't get the real answers.
Right. So his fourth reason, he says, in a sense, we are all shirking our own responsibility of defense and praising young men and women for allowing themselves to be thrown into situations which could kill them or debilitate them in the prime of their lives. Many encourage these young men and women to join the military because they will attain glory and be held in higher esteem than they could achieve in another field. Or people claim that they will gain skills needed for work. Without mentioning,
sometimes that's true.
Right. Well, but they don't mention that it is more likely that PTSD will prevent them from holding any meaningful employment.
I think that's so. I recently had a friend who here in the Keene area, a young man who was passionate about the weather, and he wanted to be a meteorologist, and he went to the Air Force for meteorology.
Right.
And he had done some kind of, he made some kind of deal with him that he wasn't going to go in unless he was certain he was going to get a meteorology placement.
Right.
And so he waited until there was a meteorology placement, and then he went off to the military. And I assume things are, at this point he's in boot camp, whatever, right. whatever passes for boot camp for the Air Force. And they, I mean,
now we might get some calls.
not from the Marines, I can assure you. So, yeah, I mean, you know, he's gone off and done that. When you're talking about, you know, that, it's unlikely he's going to get PTSD, right? Like, mm-hmm. The most you could claim is that he is giving military-specific weather to people who are going to go off and do some dastardly deed. But the military is going to get its weather anyway.
Right.
So I really couldn't figure out anything for this young man other than, okay, we'll make sure they don't give you the wrong placement.
Right. Unless they just don't put him in, you know, like they say, placement meteorology, and just, nah, we were kidding about that.
I did talk to him about leaving the military if they did that.
Right.
You know, and saying, you know, you can just leave.
Right.
Keep your you know, BDUs with you, and, you know, don't change your name. That way you won't be considered to be, you'll just be AWOL as opposed to desertion.
Right.
Not that this is legal advice, but that's my understanding from a World War II vet who has counseled many people on this.
Interesting. But basically, if they don't hold up their end of agreement, you're allowed to just leave. Is that what you're kind of saying?
No, I'm not allowed to do anything. We've had lots of people call in that have just left the military. But
I'm saying legally, maybe it won't be imprisoned.
There's a difference between desertion and absent without leave. If you still have your uniform and you haven't changed and you're not living under some kind of assumed name,
right.
Then they have a much more difficult time claiming that you're a deserter.
Right, okay. Well, he goes on to say, really, America is just lying to a bunch of naive young people in order to get them to join the military and to protect our freedom. Artificial fear manufactured by the government is making Americans throw their fellow human beings under the bus in the misplaced hope that it will keep them safe and free. And he says, fifth, I take issue with the oft-repeated phrase, well, someone's got to do it. No, no one has to do it. We would all be more free and safer if there was no military. But instead, there would need to be top-of-the-line, fully automatic firearms beside a cache of ammunition in every single home on this continent where the inhabitants claim to care about freedom. How is any hostile going to invade a land where every house has a machine gun? Ask Switzerland. They're not.
Nobody has successfully invaded Switzerland, as I understand it, not in a very long time. And the United States already has a lot of weapons. I would think that it would be a big savings if the United States just handed out fully automatic rifles to every person in the United States and said, you're now in charge of protecting the U.S. mainland. We're, you know, we're going to keep some aircraft carriers or whatever within a certain distance of the shore, but as far as the Army, Navy, the Army and the Marines go, we're disbanding.
He says, we cannot outsource the defense of our freedom. People must care about their religion. I'm sorry, I totally misread that word. People must care about their region, their friends, their family. You can see how I might have thought that was religion, friends and family. Their region, their friends, and their family, enough to take steps to defend them in an emergency. Regions could absolutely voluntarily team up to defeat a larger threat. But this means we will not be able to conquer. We will not be able to invade. And that is what defense means. That is what needs to happen for us to defend or take back our freedom. I realize a lot of people join the military hoping to protect the Bill of Rights and the freedoms mentioned therein. But this is not reason enough to perpetuate the false claim that the military is what guards our freedoms, especially as we have fewer and fewer freedoms in this country every day.
People are going to tenaciously fight to protect their region, their land, that kind of thing. They're not willing to generally go out and fight really hard to get somebody else's land. You can see this with territorial animals. A smaller territorial animal will generally defeat a larger one who is encroaching on his area.
Right.
At some point or another, they just get so old that they, you know, can't defend it anymore, and they die. But that's the laws of nature.
Yep. So that's the five reasons. That's the total. And again, that was an article by Joe Jarvis. He's written a book, Anarchy in New England.
Now, if you've got any thoughts on this, I'd love to hear them. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
This is one of those issues where I kind of imagine, and I hope not, but I kind of imagine that a lot of people heard this and just, again, it's that brain defensive thing. They're like, I'm just turning off the channel. I can't deal with this.
I've seen people do it with Free Talk Live. I've seen them turn it off when they heard, you know, something they just can't handle in their mind. And what you have to understand is that it's also true that older people have a difficult. I'm getting there. I know what it's like. I'm 44. There's less elasticity in their brain. New ideas are significantly harder for them.
Right.
Learning is significantly harder. New ideas to young people, they can play with them and work with them, and you know, it's a lot easier to talk to young people than it is to old people about new ideas. But for me, I need to have that rational discourse. You need to show me. When it comes to these claims and the claim that the military protects our freedom, it appears as though what the military does is what the politicians tell it to do, which the politicians, very few people would argue, those people in Washington, D.C. are vigilantly giving of their time and energy to protect our freedoms. I mean, what kind of lunatic says that?
Right.
Well,
Congress is just, it's their sole mission in life, besides that $174,000 a year, is to protect our freedoms. The money and the kickbacks have nothing to do with it. They're, you know.
And the insider trading, don't forget that part, too.
Yeah.
But
speaking, you know, I had this thought the other day. I was totally thinking, just amusing myself with this idea that, you know, people are seeking for minimum wage laws and talking about a $15 an hour minimum wage. And I think that the only reasonable minimum wage, if we're going to be gunning for a minimum, you know, one of these minimum wage raise hikes, is that the minimum wage needs to be $174,000 a year.
Because that's what Congress gets?
Yes, and then Congress would be making minimum wage, and then that would make sense.
why does it make sense? I mean, I get that everybody loves to match things.
I'm sorry, it would make more sense.
What kind of sense would it make, though?
Congress would be making minimum wage. They should be making the least amount of money in the country. I think that, you know, somebody who's in Congress should be making minimum wage. If you want to be in Congress, you should want to be there, not for the money.
I would agree with you on that. That's kind of how it is here in New Hampshire.
Exactly.
$100 a year.
Right.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval. Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Final segment. Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. I don't know why I'm giving out the number. Got three calls on the line here. When you do your online shopping, please do it through shop.freetalklive.com. We get a little spiff there. We've got Amazon. It's
doesn't cost you a thing.
Doesn't cost anything. You get the same prices, the same service, the same shipping, the same everything. We have several retailers.
I tried to get Ian to say that over the time. He's like, you know, it's the same great price. I'm like, you tell people that they don't lose anything by doing this. You know, make that super clear. Hey, you go shop there. Free Talk Live. You know, he's like, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Well, that kind of sounds like Amazon's somehow going to raise the price, or that the, you know, the buyer is going to somehow be paying an additional fee that Free Talk Live is going to get. No, you pay nothing extra. Amazon gives Free Talk Live money.
There you go. Shop.freetalklive.com. Make it easy for you. Get your friends and family to do it, too.
Yeah.
You could use the help. Shop.freetalklive.com. We've got actually over there Amazon, Walmart, Newegg, other links, too, other retailers. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ryan calling in from West Virginia. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
Hey, just want to say that, you know, throughout the last 7-8 years, I've just noticed and been noticing in a more elucidating and frightening manner that how cronyism has become, you know, very trough-like, and how it benefits, you know, special privileged people and entities at the expense of the masses. And how,
I'm sorry, wait, what did you say there? It's become very what?
It's become very trough-like in its effects of how it, you know, robs from the masses and
Right, okay.
Privileged entities and people, you know, in a way that's just not only unfair, but it gives them immunity to free market forces and an unfair leg up in productions and ability to be, and just everything from, you know, TARP to GM through Obamacare and export-import bank stimulating global trade by giving those privileged entities special handouts or handouts. It's just frightening, and you see, like, what Frederick Bastiat and Frederick Hayek warned about with, you know, plunder, extension, and also with Frederick Hayek warning about, you know, the loss of liberty due to too much government planning and it's like frightening and elucidating at the same time. And I just see that as one of the biggest hurdles, you know, for the next, you know, not only next election, but just for, you know.
The difficulty is sort of showing people where this happens. I'm not saying it doesn't, because I think it does. It's pretty obvious to look at and see the results and see that, looks like the rich folks have control of the system and they're managing to twist it for their own ends. Oh, surprise, surprise. That's never happened in the course of human history. But I don't know, like, it's very difficult to point out and say, you see this law? Because all of it's kind of wrapped up in regulation, and it's so boring to look at and read that, I don't even know how to go through and pick it out.
Exactly. And my thing, too, is, I'm more of a classical modern libertarian in that I see how Frederick Bastiat warned about how plunder, when used as a tool, when plunder was used as a tool, you know, to gain at the expense of the masses, it's just something where positive rights, I think, have destroyed political economy in that they've gone to the extent of taking from people's negative rights, and that, you know, there's violations of life, liberty, and property in ways that benefit a privileged few. And that's, I think, one of the biggest problems. And it's like you said, when it's wrapped around law and regulation, it's just so hard to beat the system. I mean, laws compile and compound at every level, federal, state, local, and it's just so hard to reverse those. It's like not a needle in a haystack, but a needle in a haystack chance of reversing those laws.
It's like it has to crash and burn, and then you can start over. I don't know, Ryan. I wish I had an answer. Thanks for the call. 855-4... I'm giving out the number again.
Yeah.
I want to talk about positive rights real quick and just explain for people what they are. Positive rights are rights that require something from someone else. So if you have the right to an education or the right to, go to college or get medical care, that's a positive right. A negative right is something that comes from the inside of you. So the right to free speech, the right to a religion, all these things come from inside of you, and they require nothing from anyone else.
Right. My point is sort of dumb, comparatively.
Great.
But every time I hear that word cronyism, I think of this. There's a YouTube series, this like little cartoon series called The Cronies. I don't know if you've ever heard this or seen this.
No, but it sounds dumb.
You've got it. No, it's actually brilliant. But it's I guess the point I'm making is it's kind of goofy because it's a cartoon. But I recommend everybody search Cronies, The Cronies. There's like a four different little cartoon videos that are styled after sort of 80s cartoons that are just making fun of different types of cronyism.
Interesting.
They're hilarious. Hilarious.
Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, you guys were talking a little while ago about you were disappointed in some of the decisions that our politicians make. And I've always, because I'm a little older than you are, Mark, but not by much. But I'm a person, I've never voted for anybody at all. Because it's like, you know, that they tell you that what you want to hear. And nine times out of ten, either they've lied to you or they just won't do what they say that they're going to do.
It's like the definition of the word politician.
My favorite is Obama's thing when he's like, you know, within 6 months of getting in office, I will bring the troops home and you can take that to the bank. It's like, really? Okay, well.
And don't forget the transparency of the administration that we were supposed to have, too.
Now, with that being said, okay, there is a particular individual that I've been keeping my eye on and have been for about 6 or 7 years, and that's Bernie Sanders. Okay.
Yep, you're over there in Vermont, and I will agree with you on this, Robert. I think that Bernie Sanders is a genuine socialist, but he's still a socialist. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Go ahead.
He is. That is kind of a hurdle to get over, you know. But I'll tell you one thing. I can't find any turn on this guy. Nothing. I mean, he's exactly who he is.
Thanks for the call, Robert. I got to let you go. We've got a whole bunch of calls piled up here. Jeffrey in Tallahassee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Very good. I just want to say that if my call drops, I'm way out in the country having to sit out. I have a metal roof on my house. But I was going to comment a little bit on the military situation where you were discussing the where a lot of people are under the illusion that the military protects their freedom and what have you. As a matter of fact, I'm an older gentleman. I'm about 68, have about 5 children. I was in the military during Vietnam. And I was in the Central Intelligence Division as an officer in the Army. And I can tell you guys something that there is a very important factor you guys were touching on. I was a young man, and I didn't have support from my family. I was kind of out there on my own. But I was an officer in the Army, and I quit when I saw what was going on in Vietnam. I literally quit the Army. And I had to go before a military tribunal of officers, plead my case, and I did get a, I did get to go get out of the Army and got an honorable discharge.
Honorable, okay. Nixon, and I'm surprised you didn't give just a general. That would be my guess.
Well, just a second. I got an honorable discharge from Richard Nixon. Then they threw me back into the draft, but my number was too high to be redrafted. But
they
You're right in the sense that I'll say one other thing if I can. I know you guys are short.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I sit here and I think at my age now, I say, where are the 100,000 parents who lost 50,000 plus kids? Why have they been so silent all these years? They lost all those kids for nothing. And why have they been so silent while all these other reciprocal destruction of like beings, i.e. war, continues to go on in this country? I just can't understand it. Where are these people? Where are these parents? Are they ashamed? Is it their pride that they don't want to admit that they encourage their kids and they're gone and they're dead?
Why is it, too, that when as soon as the Democrat, as soon as Obama gets into office, the anti-war movement evaporated?
It's true.
It's what happened. I don't understand that at all. The partisanship is more important than the anti-war movement.
You do understand it in the sense that when you guys talk about people get conditioned to believe certain things, and that is what occurs. And there are a few pockets of people like you guys and other people who discuss and bring up these things that, for the most part, really, people wouldn't talk about. But I want to add one other thing. Here's an interesting point, too.
10 seconds, Jeffrey.
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Okay, the point is that in all these years, in all the work that I do in the world, this, that, and the other, I have never, not honestly, I have never heard anybody talk about these wars. The only people, and when I say talk...
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.